Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazoin, Hey Menachem Av, Tav Shinayin Gimel. I'd like to discuss this morning primarily the question and to understand a little how the Rishonim, Achronim answer the following question. The Gemara in Megillah on the Aflamet Aleph on the Beis tells us that the klolois shebetoris kahanim, the klolois, the curses that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, have one status, and the klolois that are mentioned in Sefer Devarim in Mishnah Torah have a different status. The Gemara mentions Halolu b'loshin rabim amurois u'moishim pi agvurun amron v'halolu b'loshin yachid amurois u'moishim pi atzmai amron. That the klolos in Mishnah Torah are in a plural form, and the klolos that are mentioned in Mishnah Torah, Torah's Kahanim is plural, and Mishnah Torah is Lashon Yachid. And the Gemara concludes a very difficult statement, peculiar statement. Halalu b'Lashon Yachid amurais u'moishim pi atzmai amran. The ones, the klolos which are mentioned in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Dvarim, are in Lashon Yachid, u'moishim pi atzmai amran. Moshe said them by himself. If you would like to see inside where everything I'm mentioning today, it can be found literally in the Mavoi of the Sefer Dvarim for the Sefer Shari Aaron, where he brings this down. The question is as follows. If he ne had ever poshut the masha omru moishim bibi atzmai omron. This that we say, that the Gemara says rather, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that said the klolos shebe Mishnah Torah. That can mean on face value, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who really said it. Ein hadvarim kipshutam. It can't be exactly how you translate the words. Why is that? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin of that Tzadiv Test Amar Aleph tells us, Hidvar Hashem Baza, one of those things which Hashem despises, is Zeh ha'imer ein Torah min Shemayim, a person that says the Torah is not min Shemayim. Va'afilo amar kol ha'tar kulo min Shemayim, even if a person would say the whole entire Torah is min Shemayim, chutz mi pasuk zeh, except for one specific pasuk, shuloi amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem did not say that pasuk, elo moishim pi atzmai, but Moshe Rabbeinu said this pasuk himself. This is an example of Kidvar Hashem Baza, that Hashem is disgusted and despises such a person. Well, let's see the next words here. You mechavin mamish, the chaim paska Rambam. Could you see through the sefer? No, right. Pretty good. Okay, Marsha Kivanta. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Paragim Alach Ches, he says as follows. Ho'oimer she'ein ha'toyro mi'am Hashem. The person who says that the Torah is not from mi'am Hashem. The person who says the Torah is not from Hashem. Afilo pasuk echad, afilo teva achas. Even one pasuk, even one word. Im omer Moshe omroi mi'pi atzma. If he says, Moshe said it by himself. He's a kaifer b'toyro. He's a kaifer b'toyro. This is what we mentioned earlier, how Shmuel mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said it, and I said he's correct. On the other hand, I said it's also blasphemous to say that. And we see that both statements are correct. On one hand, the Gemara itself tells us that Sefer Mishneh Torah was unique in that Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The Gemara itself says, Moshe Mipiatzmai Omran. Moshe Mipiatzmai. On his own volition, said Sefer Mishneh Torah. On the other hand, the Rambam tells us, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if a person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say the whole entire Torah, the whole entire Torah is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu said something, Harei ze koifer b'Torah. This person denies the Torah. So how do we understand what's going on over here? This answer, the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that said this. Okay, this is the question which I'd like to put aside for a minute. This is what we're going to be dealing with for the most part. I want to share with you the Dumna Magid from the Gra. Before we get to that, and there's also Rabbeinu Bachai, and there's the Malbim, and there's Abar Vanel, and then there's the Goraye, of course, the Zoya Kodesh, which we're not going to see all this today. It goes on and on and on, Baruch Hashem. What I do want to share with you first, and then we'll come back to this question, is something which we know, this is Shabbos Chazoin, and this is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, today being Hey Av. I want to share with you how the connection, the immediate direct connection between Parshas Devarim and Tisha B'Av. And the first pasuk says, Eila had Devarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'eva hayardein. These are the Devarim, loosely translated as things or words. Asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael, that Moshe spoke el kol Yisrael ve'eva hayardein ba'midbar ba'arava mol suf bein paron uvein toifel ve'lovan v'chatzeres v'di zahav. We know, famous Rashi, that these are divrei toichachos. And that Rashi explains further that these places are remozim, are hints to the, they are hints to the different places where Klai Yisrael angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're mentioned Beloshen Remiza in a hint form that's not to embarrass Klai Yisrael. This is what Rashi brings down, of course, a lot more as well. And that he had all of them together, everyone was there together, so that the big shots wouldn't say to the other people, you know, if we would have been there, we would have quieted down Moshe Rabbeinu. We would have responded to him A, B, C, and D. Why didn't you say that? You were right there. You were standing right there. So what happened was Moshe Rabbeinu had everyone at there at one time. Eilad Vamer Shadivar Moshe El Kol Yisrael. All of Klai Yisrael were there. Kol Yisrael. This way, no one would be able to say, oh, if I would have been there, I would have responded. And I would not have let him tell me these words of Teichacha. Says the Medrash, Shmeis Rabba, Ein Devarim Elo Divrei Torah. Eila HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe. When we say Eila HaDevarim, Moshe's Rabbeinu is referring to Divrei Torah. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Eile is Begematria Shloshim V'Sheish. Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, and Hey is 5. You add it up, that's 36. Explains the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Loimar, Shemoshe Diber Devarim Eilu Shloshim V'Shisha Yoim. Sometimes you might go to a share and you think it's maybe a little too long. It's been already 55 minutes. Maybe a 2-hour share. 36 days. Eila is Gematria 36. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, Shemoshe Diber Devarim Eilu Shloshim V'Shisha Yoim. For 36 days. The share was 36 days. Okay? This is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Medrash HaGadol tells us that from the word Eile, we learn another point. Eile loimashim atem oivrim al shloishim v'shisha krisos kiminyan eile. If one will transgress, we know there are 36 different types of krisos, which correspond, which add up to the gematria of eile. Osid novi lekoinein aleichem kiminyan eile. The navi will get up and lament. Kiminyan eile. What does it mean, kiminyan eile? Kiminyan eile means eicha. Eicha is gematria 36. Aleph is 1. Yud is 10. Chof is 20. That's 31. And hey is 5. It's 36. Eicha is 36. Explains the Medrash HaGadol. It says the Medrash HaGadol that if a person will transgress the 36 krisos, which is corresponds to the number of the gematria of Eile, the Navi will get up and lament, as we know in Eicha, with the words of Eicha. How could you have done this? Ayeka, where were you? How could this have been done? Eicha, Eicha, Eicha is 36. If one transgresses the 36 krisos, the Navi will get up and say Eicha as well, which is gematria 36. One more Medrash Rabbah, and then we'll continue back with our original question. This is all from the first word of the parasha of Eile. Let's see one word of the second word of the parasha. Eile had devarim. Ashadiba Moshe. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Hadavarim is Lashon Diburim, Diburim, Devora, Devora, a bee. Ma Devora Zu, Kevin Shoiketzes Miad Mesa, just like a bee when it stings, we know the nature of the bee is it dies. Kach Moshe Kevin Shoichiach Es Yisrael Miad Nistalik. So too by Moshe Rabbeinu, after he gave his 36-day shear of Teichacha to Klal Yisrael, immediately he was taken away from this world. Eila ha-dvarim. Dvarim is referring to the dvora, the bee, that just like the bee stings, and then the bee dies, after Moshe finished these dvarim, he was removed from this world. So this is just a little connection which we see the importance of adhering to the words of the Torah, the Teichacha that is brought down here in Sefer Dvarim, Eile from the Gematria of 36, there are 36 krisos. One that transgresses with the 36 krisos will come the Eicha of Sefer Eicha, which is Gematria 36. Now let's go back to our original question, which we began with this morning, which is, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu said Mishneh Torah by himself? What does that mean? On one hand, that's the Gemara Megillah tells us. On the other hand, the Rambam Paskins from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, whoever says that Moshe Rabbeinu says something on his own, Harez a Kaifer B'Torah. He's a denier of the Torah, which is the Torah of the Shemayim. To that we turn to the Sefer Oyel Yaakov from the Dumna Magid. He has 5 Svarim, rather 6 Svarim. Oyel Yaakov, I think one is the Sefer Maftechas, maybe it's 7 even. So I'll ask you, how is it that he has 6 Svarim on the Parsha? So you'll maybe think, because one Sefer he writes twice on two different volumes on one of the Svarim. But the truth is, he has 1 in Haftaras as well. He has a whole Sefer Haftaras as well. The Sefer Oyel Yaakov from the Dumna Magid. Dumna Magid was a prolific writer. And he says he asked the Vilna Gaon. He asked the Gra this question. How do you reconcile these two Gemaras? On one hand, we mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu fi atzmei Amran. On the other hand, one who says a statement that Moshe Rabbeinu Asma Yasma Amran, it's a kaifer, but he's a kaifer b'Torah. Says the Dumna Magid, in a sha'alti, Es pi Mayri Virabi Hu Rabbeinu Hakodish Agoin Achos Mayri Moreno Rav Eliyo Mivilna. Zechet Sande Vikodish Lavracha. The Maga says, I asked the Vilna Goin, Ma Hevdel Bein Atayro Hagdoyisho Bein Mishnah Tayro. What is the difference between Breish Shmois Vayikro Bamidbar, the first four Sifri Tayro, to Sefer Dvorim? V'omar Loi, Ki arboim svarim harishoinim, hayu nishmoim mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'atzmoi, derech groinu shel Moshe, loy kein sefer dvarim. The first four Sifrei Torah were said, hayu nishmoim mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'atzmoi, derech groinu shel Moshe. Klal Yisrael heard the Torah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem through the mouthpiece of Moshe Rabbeinu, derech groinu shel Moshe, through the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo yichein sefer dvarim. Not so by sefer dvarim. How Yisrael shoyimim is divrei sefer hazeh by sefer dvarim. How Yisrael shoyimim is divrei sefer hazeh. Klal Yisrael heard this sefer Torah. Kasher shomu medivrei hanevim asher achar Moshe. Sefer Dvarim was heard by Klal Yisrael the same way that the other Nevi'im, when they had a nevuah, a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they related it to Bnei Yisrael. That is how Sefer Dvarim was written as well. On that, with that mindset, with that madrega. What does that mean? Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar El HaNavi Hayoim. Hashem said something to the Navi. Ula Machar, and the next day, Holach HaNavi, the Navi went, Ve'eshmiya HaChazoyin El Yisrael. He took this prophecy the next day, or later on, and he shared this Nevuah with Klal Yisrael. Vim Kain, Be'eth HaShadibar HaNavi El Ha'am. That being so, at the time, Ashadiber Hanavi Elaam, when the Navi spoke to the nation, Kivar Hoya Netak Mimenu Hadibor Haloki. The words of Hashem were not with the Navi at that moment. Why not? Because they were told to the Navi previously. It was now the Navi repeating what he was told by Hashem previously. V'chein hoya sefer dvarim nishma el Yisrael mipi Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-sholam ba'atzmai. Says the Gra that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu sefer dvarim, and then he repeated it to Klal Yisrael. As opposed to, now of course, what does that mean? That means, of course, the whole sefer Torah is from Hashem. Now, one ois is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that also explains the Gemara Megillah that says, the Moshe Pi'atzmei Omran. The Moshe Rabbeinu himself said it. What does it mean himself? The Gemara Megillah is differentiating between the first four Sifrei Torah, which were said from Hashem directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, straight to Klal Yisrael. The Moshe is Medaberes Mitoch Groinoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Shechin is Medaberes Mitoch Groinoi Shal Moshe, rather. That Hashem is talking through Moshe Rabbeinu. As opposed to in Sefer Dvarim, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and then shared this with Klal Yisrael afterwards. So there was a hataka, a separation between the Gvura, the Nevuah from Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and then to Klal Yisrael. This is how the Gra explains the difference between the first four Sifrei Torah and Sefer Dvarim. We're not finished yet with the Dumna Magid's explanation on this topic. That was first the Gra, and now he's going to elaborate even further. And I want to begin by first mentioning how many of us were familiar with the fact that we all know Moshe Rabbeinu had a very bad speech impediment. He had a bad stutter. We all know the Medrash that when he was a child, Paro's advisors said to Paro, this is going to be the one that's going to save the Jewish people. This is going to be that person. Which is, just to take a step back, it's a Pella Otzum, where Paro has a decree to throw all the baby boys into the water, and he finds that this is a Jewish boy, and he keeps him alive. That's like what's going on over here? It needs an explanation, but that's not for now. So we all know Paro had him tested out. He put a hot pile of coals, and he put a pile of beautiful, precious stones, pearls and gold and whatever might have been on that plate, and we'll see which one the child will go for. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's a little baby was heading towards the gold and silver and whatever was on that plate, and the Malach, maybe Malach Gavriel, came and immediately pushed his hand to the coals. And what does a person do when he burns himself? Immediately he wants to cool himself off, and he brings his boiling hand to his tongue, and he burns his tongue and develops a speech impediment. That we all know. The question is, do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was cured? That this speech impediment was taken away from him? And now let's explain why that is and why that was. Why did he have the speech impediment in the first place? And why was it removed? And when was it removed? Continues the Dunna Magid with a Medrash in the beginning of Parashas Devarim, and the Medrash says as follows: Amar peloshin Eitz Chaim, similar to the pasuk which we've seen quoted in the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin, Amar peloshin, the curing of the tongue is Eitz Chaim, the healing of the tongue is Eitz Chaim, is the tree of life. Hari Moshe, the Medrash says this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this mean? Kamish Zochel Teira, once he merited the Torah, Nisrapel L'shoinai, his tongue was cured. V'hischil L'daber Dvarim, and he began to speak words. Shnemar, where do we see this? Eila HaDvarim, Asher Dibur Moshe. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Who spoke these words? Moshe spoke these words. Kevan shezochel L'toyer Nisrapel L'shoinai V'hischil L'daber Dvarim, Shnemar Eila HaDvarim Asher Dibur Moshe. Ad Kan of the Medrash Rabbah. Says the Dumna Magid, "Vahakavana bezeh, ki beemes ad koi hayomoshe kvad pe kvad loshen." Until now, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very bad stutter. V'tam godol hayobedaberzeh. There's a tremendous reason for this. Kidei she imumoy hagodol yidaber kohagin. This is a source of borrowed yimaloloi. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak clearly, if he was an orator, Vayidei zeh yiru hakol kishchina medaberes mitoch groinai. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu had a very bad speech impediment and he could not speak clearly, and they saw that the Shechinah medaberes, that when it comes time to say the Divrei Torah, all of a sudden his speech impediment goes away. But when there had to be a conversation, he was stuttering. One might have said, if he was talking clearly the whole time, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't involved. Maybe it was Moshe Rabbeinu. He's such a good smooth talker. So he had the speech impediment. To bring out the point, the truth would be in front of everyone, that the Shechina is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. This would be a proof that Torah is min hashemayim. Because only when the Shechina is medaberes mitoch groinu shel Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu, only at that point in time did his stutter go away. As it says in the pasuk, "Anoich yayin picha," I will be with your mouth. Kolaymar, ki ani edaber mitoch groincha. I will speak through your mouth, through your throat. Amnam, however, says the Dumna Magid, "Kol zeh hoyu ad lishna sarboim shona," up until the 40th year. Shabba Nemru, Divrei Nevuas Moshe, Shab Mishnah Torah, up until the 40th year, that's when the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was said in Mishnah Torah. Ki rak mitchilo hoya ha-hechrich shiyah Moshe kevad peh. Only before, when Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, through Hashem, of course, was it necessary for him to be a kvad peh, heavy with the tongue, difficult to speak. L'man yedu yisov is barer lohem, in order for Klal Yisrael to know, and it should become clear to them, asher ha-dvarim ha-yoyitz mipiv, v'noyamam u'mesikusom, hema minoyam ziv ha-elyon baruch hu. It was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to have this speech impediment during the first 40 years, or rather this last 40 years of his life, but the 40 years of the Midbar, so that when words are said, those sweet words that come out are mipi agvura. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's sweet words. Because he couldn't speak. He wasn't a speaker. He couldn't speak at all well. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to repeat the Torah a second time. Mishnah is Lashon of Shnayim, of two. Mishnah Torah is repeating the Torah. Shekivar nimtaku hadvarim nisbasmu ba'oznei ha'shoimim amorav ki namu moed, that all of Klal Yisrael already knew the sweetness of the Torah, that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein hechrich lo yoid sheyeh gam ata gvad peh. There was no reason, it was not necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to be a kvad peh, to have a speech impediment. Ki leloid tzorichu, it's not necessary. Therefore, he was cured, and he began to say words, shenemar, as it says, Eila hadvarim, tahainu, shoyamidaber karoi. These are the words, because he began now to speak clearly and properly. Venerally, the kain hu das Ramban. The Dubna Magid says, this is also the opinion of the Ramban. And he brings in Parshas B'chukosai, the Ramban, on Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tezayin, and he quotes another Ramban. V'haklal ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyis ha-bris ha-zois, Hashem was cursed as bris, this treaty, ki ha-dibor mipi ha-gvuro m'loshen atzmoi, ese, yosarti, v'koyisi, v'koyisi, v'lachein omar, eila ha-chukim, asher nosna Hashem beino yuvein b'nei Yisrael, ki hu b'shmoi ha-godol nosna bris ha-zois, Hashem himself made this covenant with Bnei Yisrael. Avo b'mishnah Torah, says the Ramban, but a Mishnah Torah, Omar, im loy sishma v'kol Hashem elokecha, if you will not listen to the voice of Hashem, lishmer la'asos is called mitzvah, to guard, to do all of Hashem's mitzvahs. And it says as well, yitin Hashem, Hashem will give you, Hashem will punish you, v'zehu ma'im rabbi seinu, that's what it means, that Klal Yisrael, that the Chazal tell us, ma'im rabbi seinu, Chazal tell us, that the klolos of Torah's Kahanim were Loshin Rabim. The klolos that were mentioned in the Torah's Kahanim are Loshin Rabim. And Moshe, ki Omron, min piya gvura Omron. And Moshe, when he said them in piya gvura. V'shev Mishnah Torah b'Loshin Yochid. And Mishnah Torah is a Loshin Yochid. The singular form. And Moshe, ki Omron, min piya atzmi Omron. Moshe, when he said himself. Ki agvura also saw Moshe shliach Beinoy vein Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe Beinu a messenger between him and all of Klal Yisrael. Adkan, that's the end of the Ramban, the words of the Ramban. Vim Toimar, says the Dumna Magid, Haloi Ramban v'asun, he calls the Parshas Veschanon. Ramban himself writes, in Parshas Veschanon, next week's Parsha, Perikei Pasukei, Gam b'chol Mishnah Torah, ki Moshe yidam ki mipi yagvuro, all the Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking from Hashem. K'moy shomer v'hayim shemoya tishmu al svaisai v'nasati mitara tzachem itoi vei Moshe anoisim mitara al panei aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the one who gives the rain on the ground. He's not the one that puts the ace of the grass in the land. So you see, Hari Mavur B'dvarov says the Dumna Magid, the Gambi Mishnah Torah, Moshim Piak Vura Amron. Now you see, Mishnah Torah also, he's saying it from Hashem. So how do you reconcile these 2 points? On one hand, we said that the Ramban is saying that that in Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it from himself. And another hand, we bring the Ramban that says, no, it's Mipia Gvura from Hashem. Vishloim Hashem Ramban Mishnah Yisrak L'klolois L'kolosh Nagamore B'Megillah Ma'ashenkin B'das Agro V'vorish M'furish Mishnah Yisrak L'chol Mishnah Torah. The Dumna Magid says that the Gemara tells us that the klolois of a klolish of Mishnah Torah paisek my time halolu beloshin rabin amurais and moishim piagvura amoron, that the klolois, the Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said them. That's what the Ramban tells, the Gemara Megillah tells us. So the Ramban is saying that this that we said, that the klolois were mentioned in Mishnah Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu, klolish Mishnah Torah, Moshe Mipia Gvura Amaron, right? I'm sorry. The Klolish Mishnah Torah, yeah. Is Loshin Rabbi Amorois. V'halalu B'loshin Yachar Amorois. And over here in Mishnah Torah was B'loshin Yachid, because Moshe Mipia Atzman Amaron. That's specifically the Klolish. But the other parts of Sefer Dvarim, says the Ramban, not referring to the Klolish, that was said Moishim Pia Gvura. So the Ramban wants to learn a little different than the Gra. The Ramban wants to learn, or the Gra wants to learn different than the Gra wants to learn than the Ramban, rather, that parts of Sefer Dvarim were said Mipi Atzmoi, which we explain Mipi Atzmoi doesn't mean necessarily on his own. But we explained from the Gra that there was off course from Hashem, and then there was a separation from the Nevuah, and then it was said over afterwards. But not that Moshe made it up on his own. And then, the other part of the Sefer Dvarim, the Ramban learns, that it was said from Moshe, from Hashem straight to Moshe, without any separation. Now, the Gra, however, explains that the whole entire Mishnah Torah was said from HaKadosh, by Moshe Rabbeinu. As he explained, it was first from Hashem, and then it was stopped, and then the Nevuah stopped, and then he repeated it like other Nevi'im. He concludes the Dun Magva Dain Sarchian, He says, okay, fine. So that's what we have over here. A beer and explanation to our original question. How can you say in the Gemara, on one hand, that Moshe Pi Atzmei Amron, on the other hand, the Gemara Megillah says that, on the other hand, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Rambam Paskins, that whoever says that something was said by Moshe Rabbeinu by himself, without Hashem, is a Kaifa B'Tayr, so we explained, Al Pi the Gra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, that in Sefer Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there was a Ataka, there was a separation of that Nevuah, as opposed to, and then Moshe Rabbeinu said it over to all of Klal Yisrael after Hashem said it to him. As opposed to the first 4 Sfarim of the Torah, it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groino Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Shechina, Hashem was talking straight directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. There are other explanations which we don't have time for today. The Barmanel has an approach that this that we say Shekola Torim Pia Gvura Nemra, that's referring to the Ksiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything down. Of course, Hashem's the one who told him what to write down. Shemoshe Kosa Mibresh La'adein Nekol Yisrael. But those things that took place that Hashem didn't command Moshe Rabbeinu to do, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to redeem Klal Yisrael, Hashem didn't tell him that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who did not want to go. And afterwards, Hashem told him to write it down. So that's another approach which we don't have time to elaborate on. And there are, of course, the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Maral. Mitzvah Hashem, maybe we should be zoicha to see them together, as well as the Dasar Ben Bachai, another time together. Have a good Shabbos.